Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and your local community. I'm not selling anything and we will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with John Fairbanks?
Yeah, this is him.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40 years.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it a tile setter, a tile or marble finisher, bricklayer? We do have two options. There is refractory bricklayer and bricklayer.
Okay, refractory.
Okay, thank you. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey or level mechanic, or foreman?
Yeah, I was foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I retired.
Thank you. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Never.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
I guess the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the job on the union's projects in your community?
No. No, that's a special trade.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Oh, wow. Probably more unemployment.
Thank you. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Right now it's getting worse. And unless we change administrations, it's going to get worse than this.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No, I don't have any concerns on that.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
Yeah, what was that again? What kind?
Picketing.
Oh, picketing. No, I have not.
Yes. So. Thank you. Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never. I've been retired for over 20 years, so.
Okay. That's fine. Now we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the Union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from. The list is as follows. Radio, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, cable news, or the internet or social media. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. So
well,
what
television.
Should be
first? Television, I get the most news from, television and radio.
Okay, so
and
should it be local TV news programming or cable news?
Cable news then, yeah.
Thank you. Then you mentioned radio as the second one?
Yes.
For the third one, which one is your the source that you're most likely to get your news from? Is it friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, or the internet or social media?
Local TV, probably.
Okay. And from the remaining ones, which one is the most likely source to get your news from? Is it friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Friends or neighbors.
For the last one, which one is the one you are most likely to get your news from? Print or online newspapers, or the internet or social media?
Internet.
The internet, and last one it would be, okay, let me just read them through. So for your responses, you said that the first news source of information is cable news, your second is radio, third is local TV news programming, fourth it would be friends and neighbors, fifth it would be the internet or social media, and sixth, print or online newspapers.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Fox News.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it jobs and the economy, foreign policy, the environment, education, healthcare, support for labor unions, immigration, or something else?
Oh, what was the question again?
Which of all of those are the issues that matters most to you right now?
Oh, okay. Immigration.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Yeah, the last one.
That would be very important?
Yeah.
Or somewhat important? Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Neither one.
Okay, thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Is it GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The United Auto Workers.
And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Oh, I support them more, much more.
Okay, thank you. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. his job as president overall?
Disapprove everything that he's done.
Okay, so would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank
Any
you.
Question about him, I strongly disapprove.
Unfortunately, because I cannot answer for you, I cannot go in and pick them for you. But we will go one by one and you tell me.
Okay.
Now, what about the job he has done for on the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Terrible. Disapprove.
And would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Thank you. What about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare?
Strongly disapprove.
And immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Yes.
Which one? Approve or disapprove?
Oh, disapprove.
And would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Am I what?
Registered to vote.
I didn't understand.
Registered to vote. Registered.
Oh, I'm a registered voter, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Well, I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
No.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, and just to make a pause, I know that there's been a lot of questions, but I want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, attorney... Thank you. Now, turning back on to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Now, how could the union best improve that representation and service, its representation and service?
How could they improve it?
How could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type your answer.
Oh, vote for Trump.
Okay, thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Finding more employment.
Thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it through mail, union meetings, text or messages, job site, or email?
Email.
Thank you. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, four or more times a year?
Yeah, four or more times a year.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My weight?
Your race.
Yeah, 165.
Ethnical background.
High school education?
No, ethnical background.
Oh, ethical. Oh, white, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
John.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the service, sir. So you've been very kind. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.